It's time for the High School Report here on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire and the First National Bank. We welcome aboard Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports. Mark, dealing with the rain that we got around here a little bit earlier, at least you were still in your car and not outside trying to broadcast and tethered to electrical equipment.
I'm planning on covering Orono and Dexter softball this afternoon. Should be a good one if they have it. But yeah, now when I was just talking to you, lightened up. Now it's like picking up heavy again. I just pulled over here about almost to the where they play.
Yeah, it's certainly affecting people this afternoon. The Maine baseball game with Albany was in a delay there. Apparently, we're going to start up just a few moments ago. It's, of course, a big day for everybody, high school baseball and softball, but a whole lot of college action in the area today as well.
Yeah, and Huston softball won earlier this afternoon to keep their season alive, and they actually moved that. Their next game, it was supposed to be at 4:30 at Huston. They actually moved that to 6 o'clock at UMaine, so... Chris is there. Got that all back. I know this is a high school segment, but that's a big, obviously a big game for them. They can move on to tomorrow, hopefully, if they can get that win at UMaine tonight.
Well, and among the games this week, you highlighted one terrific performance from the Brewer Witches and Blake Littlefield getting it done against Camden Hills this week.
Yeah, it's winded all right too, but he got 17 strikeouts and big win there for them. He's having a heck of a season there for the Witches, and that was a big win. And a lot of close games lately. We highlighted Foxcroft Washington Academy. They actually had another extra inning game last week. Not quite 18 innings though. Foxcroft won that one 8. But we've also had Bangor and Ellsworth played a really long one earlier this year. And this past week, Brewer and Herman. It was I think it went 12. I don't have it right in front of me, but yeah, that was another one where it was a great game, a night game there. So it was a lot of it seems like maybe not, but it seems like a lot more tight games than usual.
Boy, and what a big win for Searsport, knocking off a previously unbeaten Stearns.
It was actually in Class D South, go figure, right? And that really helped them get in good position here less than 2 weeks from. The end of the regular season.
So you've got your game, hopefully, that will get going today. What else is on tap this weekend that we should keep our eyes open for?
Bangor tonight. That's always entertaining. Good little rivalry there. So that's a good one. Some games coming up. Nokomis and Herman softball. That should be very entertaining. Nokomis softball, by the way, Halldale this past week. I think it actually was last Saturday, but Halldale had a 62-game winning streak going in. So definitely a big win for Nokomis, and that actually put them number one. The Hill Boys, by the way, I do want to credit Halldale because they didn't hesitate from scheduling the best in the state, really. I mean, Halldale's a Class C South team, and Nokomis is one of the best Class B North teams, and they scheduled them, and Nokomis is really strong. Mia Coots pitching, and Nokomis came up with a win. But that was a kudos to Halldale for their long streak, and they wouldn't be surprised if they're in another state game this year.
So what's your broadcast schedule coming up over the next week?
Well, you probably noticed on the page we're doing a lot of highlight videos and stuff. Just timing-wise, that actually works out well for us during the preseason. We do plan on, during the tourney play, getting at least a game or two in, either quarterfinals or semifinals, or we'll be there for regional finals and states also. But that's kind of what we got.
Excellent. Well, listen, follow Eastern Maine Sports, not just for what's going on in high school, but colleges as well, doing a great job as always. Hopefully things will clear for you and we'll get some brighter skies and you can get this one in this afternoon. Mark, thanks as always, and we'll visit with you next week. You stay dry out there.
All right. Thanks for having me, Rich.
You bet. Mark Cowlin, Eastern Maine Sports, the High School Report, and more. Brought to you every week on Downtown by the good people at Sweats Tire. Now they're serving you with full automotive repair, a great selection of tires, two locations, 451 Hogan Road, 358 State Street in Bangor. By the way, they do more than tires. I'm taking my car in to get my brakes done next week because they do great work on everything at Sweats. Also brought to you by the First Dream First because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community. We're 23 minutes after 4 o'clock, cruising through a Friday afternoon together. Rich Kimball here with you.